the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Ah, you better get do the dance.
Yeah. Do you remember how to do it, Paige? Because there are instructions.
He's gonna tell you. He's about to tell you how to do it.
If you don't remember, because it's been 32 years.
To the left, to the left, to the right, to the left, to the front, to the front, to the back, to the back.
Let's slide, 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 slide.
Back to the left, to the right, to the right, to the front, to the back, to the back. Baby dip,
dip, baby. Damn, look at you with the trick hip.
Dip, baby dip.
I love going to weddings and watching this.
Yeah.
Let me see your blankie hole.
God almighty. It ain't butterfly, bitch. It's a tootsie roll.
I don't know what you've been told.
Are the 69 boys still touring?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Let's see how many followers they have on the gram. Welcome to the online home of the 69 boys who are now 69 years old. I'm just kidding. God, what happened to the Quad City DJs? Does anyone know?
How many were they first off?
There were only three, which was so strange.
I think they went to Chicks with Boom Fireworks and blew each other up by mistake. That's what I think happened.
Oh.
Two locations to serve you.
Wow, man. You know, I kind of like Google AI. Because they just put in 69 boys, which
nice.
Is Fat Boy's 4th of July. But I'm just kidding. Just dump out on that. oh, he's on the phone. He didn't hear me. Oops.
No, I didn't.
69 boys, an American Miami bass and hip-hop duo from Freakville, Jacksonville, known for their platinum hit, Toot. Oh, Fat Boy, another Mandela effect. Was this song called the Tootsie Roll or the Tootsie Roll? According to artificial intelligence, okay. It was Toot S-E-E.
Yeah, that's what it is, Tootsie.
Oh, for trademark
but,
reasons.
Some people say Tootsie.
Tootsie Roll?
Tootsie.
Let me go in a Tootsie Roll, man. Let me go in a Tootsie Roll.
What you gonna do the Tootsie Roll for? You don't know how to do that. You can't even move, you son of a bitch.
You can't got right or left.
Tootsie Roll.
The 69 boys consisted of Thrill Da Playa and Fast Cash with producers CC Lemonhead and Jay Ski
nice.
Of Quad City DJs.
Lemonhead. You talk about the candy?
You know, according to CC Lemonhead, Eddie Murphy chose their song Wolf Wolf.
Wolf,
specifically wolf. For the Dr. Dolittle soundtrack, so that's their claim to fame.
Oh.
Let me see your belly roll.
I got a shout out.
Yeah.
Saw my boy Adam Quarles yesterday.
What'd you get for free?
Well, he saw me stuffing my face in McDonald's. And
in a McDonald's?
Yeah. He didn't take any pictures, thank God. I ate there because they have a couch. I can sit on the couch.
They
and
have
eat.
A McDonald's couch?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's got a few mustard stains on it. Not
but it's
for me.
Not like what it should look like. Like if it was like a 90s McDonald's couch, where it's all
the
like
leather.
Well, yeah. No, just the colors.
Like, orange.
You know.
What are corals?
Really, you know, the initiative that the government had that, you know, they wouldn't allow tobacco companies to make fruit-flavored cigarettes because it attracted kids. They would not. They got rid of playgrounds. At fast food restaurants because, well, you're attracting kids to eat fast food.
How many kids now do you know that vape? They got their Vupus and their Elf bars.
Is that why they got rid of the...
That was the...
That's...
So everybody, like when a business goes, like when a restaurant goes out of business, they blame alcohol sales.
Uh-huh.
Or alcohol licensing or insurance, that stuff. Meanwhile, they've been going downhill for 10 years. So... I don't know. I go off on a tangent. There's people on hold. We'll I saw on this hold. I'll go on.
remember, there was one situation with some fast food restaurant where a snake got into the ball thing and
the ball pit.
Yeah,
well, I think the insurance had a lot to do with it. I think
is that not a gay bar?
What
the ball pit?
Oh God, that's where they hung out on 90210, right?
It was
the ball pit.
Shout out, Pride Month is the last day. Got to work them in.
Oh, how are you, Paige? Going out with the girls tonight?
So are we?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have no plans.
You're going to the Gaslight, aren't you?
I haven't been to the Gaslight in a long time.
They got jerseys. I would like a Gaslight
since
jersey.
Since a friend of mine got kicked out of
like
there.
Like soccer jerseys?
No, it's like a baseball jersey.
Oh.
Because they had the owner on the news. I'm like, they're in the news because, you know, they're getting picked on or whatever.
Yeah.
And he had a Gaslight jersey. I'm like, I'd like to have one of those. I'm not a swinger, but I would still like to have a Gaslight jersey.
Well, I know. Like, I'd like to have just like... You know how when
I don't
you go
live
to,
in Simpsonville.
When you go to Ingalls, by the way, is Ingalls like up through Tennessee also as well?
I think they got them a little bit, yeah.
So maybe. You know how when you go to or North even Georgia, a CVS does it now. They'll have like the local high school's T-shirts and hats in there.
Oh yeah, I've seen
Ingalls
that. Yeah,
does it too. Like I want to go to Simpsonville just to get a Simpsonville hat, and I want people to look at me like.
You gotta wear it upside down.
And I'm gonna get a pineapple lapel pin that I'm gonna wear upside down. And I just want to see if anybody stops and looks at me funny.
Shout out Food City.
More than they already
swinger.
Do.
Swinger.
Yeah, just in a way like.
Are you a swinger?
Like, did they change the style of dance? You know, swing dancing. Like, did they change it? Hey, are you a swinger? Yeah, dancer, but not sexy. Mm. That's sexy.
That's what it should be—a secret dance move when you. Identify other swingers.
You know,
yeah. But it's like that when the secrets get out, like have swingers now. If there are any swingers, I see we have one on hold already. If we, I want to find out, like, once the secret's out, it's like the Masonic handshake. Like, they've added another derivative to it now.
No.
The secret got
you have to tell a racist joke to get
Walmart
in.
Walmart is usually the place where you get people to pick up on you. Like, you get a lot of people asking you out at a Walmart.
You get hit on at Walmart?
Yes.
Oh, is that creepy? Where's the best store to get hit on, Paige? Publix?
Walmart.
It's the best?
You get the weirdest questions. Like, oh. I was...
Like, can I squeeze them? Is that a weird question?
No. I was actually...
Can I put that sucker in a headlock?
Ma'am, did you pay for the produce that you're shoplifting right now? I know that we want to celebrate the 4th with a couple fresh melons, but...
And, you know, I tried to recreate, like, I wanted to grow a pineapple again because my... There's a story behind this, and I know it's really silly.
The fact you think you're going to grow pineapple.
I did from the top part, but somehow it got messed up from a cat. He was playing with it. So
Chrissy?
I wanted to try it again.
And Chrissy so cat.
I'm reeling around Walmart with a pineapple in my
You want to see my Chrissy?
Look at the.
Did you take the R out of that? It sounds.
You ever take any bologna? So you got pasties this size?
No, someone asked me out, and I think I was just looking for vitamins. I wasn't really.
I got some vitamins.
You know what that means?
No, nothing. You know.
Yeah.
Nothing nasty. Like.
You got some B2 for you. This got vitamin D and B2.
I was looking for Those vitamin D. I was looking for a multivitamin.
Both.
Nothing exciting.
It's like you work at a rock station. Do you like Imagine Dragons? Imagine me dragging these.
No, he's like, do you take those?
That's
like,
it's me, Warren G, the honky with them, huh?
Yeah, I take gummies.
Nice.
Vitamins.
He said, I'll take one too.
He took his teeth out.
It's weird.
Let me clock you in the puss real quick. I'll take a gummy.
Isn't that weird?
They poke you in the chops.
It's weird.
He said nothing about the pineapple, so I don't believe the pineapple thing
I'll
is
punch
true.
Punch you in the puss and dot your eye.
God. That's right.
And then I'm gonna tie a knot in your tail. Like, what did that mean?
How did the face ever become the puss?
I know.
I don't get how that started.
I know. Like, hey.
Punch you in the puss.
But if I could go back in time, like, that was the face, but how did that become the face?
Like, what if the guy says, all right, you know what to do.
Yeah.
Let's say it's a man. Punch him right in the puss.
Come here, Batman.
Man, I didn't know.
Oops. You sure?
I didn't know. I had short haircut, no facial hair. I didn't know, man. I'm sorry.
Wow.
All right, buddy, I did not know that was the face. My apologies. Wow. But if I could go back in time. To where the first time somebody called the face the puss, I'm like, why are you, like, why?
I got mad at him and I slapped him right in the puss.
Because I don't mean to break, you know, back to the future code here, but, like, what you just said is going to carry on for generations.
Thank you. It's like Tootsie Roll.
We'll figure out why you.
It's like Fruit of the Loom. It's like the monocle from.
Cornucopia was not there.
You know, I swear that when this show started, this guy's name was Lufer.
That's what he washes his hands. Lufer?
No, his last name was Rigno. It's Lufer Rigno. Oh, it's Lufer. I misread that. Lufer. I didn't have my glasses Rigno? On. Where are my glasses?
Nobody likes Lufer Ringo.
No. He was. I saw another video where he was confrontational with somebody at a Comic-Con thing.
Yep.
But Rob Young says he's
very nice.
Very, very nice.
He just doesn't like people.
But Rob Young's also handing him a suitcase of cash to come sign autographs.
Well, so I'd be nice.
Of course you're going to be nice, right?
Come on, hump of a calf, please, thank you.
This guy's got a movie.
It's
on Netflix. Shia LaBeouf is in it. It's Looper. Have you seen the movie, Tim?
That is a good movie.
I have not, but I have learned that age is certainly ready for the weekend.
It's not Shia LaBeouf, but it's a good movie.
It's not Shia LaBeouf?
No, it's Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Oh.
Because he plays a young Bruce Willis.
Oh.
Still pretty good. It's about a white South Korean who goes to do karaoke in an axis of evil, if you will.
Oh, man. I want to see that.
Not karaoke.
Unbelievable.
Were you ever called Rooper in the home country? No, I'm just kidding.
No.
Serious question.
Quite frequently. Very frequently.
Dang it. Are you from Three's Company? You are a landlord. It's Mr. Rooper.
I've been having fun lately. I know you're late and going to break, but I've been having fun doing Smokey Robinson and the Miracles karaoke. I'm sorry, No Day Bong.
Oh, what song?
Second That Emotion.
I say I got to do.
Oh, yeah, good song.
If you feel like rubbing me.
Well, you know, that
oh, my God. If you feel like rubbing me.
Oh, man.
Can you call the dude to get...
The guy on Instagram. I'll DM him and request that. He'll charge me $40 and not even tag me in it. It's weird. Like, if you bought a cameo from somebody and they didn't, like... They sent it to you, but then posted on their own content and then double made money on it.
Even though there's been allegations, I think we can still play it, so...
Hey, Looper, as a South Korean... you know, Fatboy said we'll start polling people of other ethnicities and ask, like, are you offended by South Korean accents performed by this very show?
Oh, that's a good question.
Hell no.
Okay, cool.
Good. Thank you.
Will you ask?
Son of hair!
Will you call any other South Koreans that you know and just poll them? Paige is handling the black poll.
I spoke to my adopted brother last week.
Yeah.
But I didn't ask that specific question, but I'm right by him.
Please do.
Hanoleball. Acai.
Acai. Yes, that's actually, I like acai. It's a type of tuna, is it not?
Yes.
Also ask him if he goes to karaoke, if anybody ever performs any Ryle Rovett or Roche Robos. I'd love to hear that. Rumba. All right.
Or the Macalena.
I'll get the skinny on it.
Hey, go South Korea in the World Cup.
No, that hurts. I default to U.S. now. They're out.
Yeah,
we go to the States now.
Dude, somebody in the group text sent it yesterday. They had the three that made it at the same time. It was Canada, United States, and Mexico. And they only put the first letter of each country.
That's a good one.
Let me think.
Yeah.
Well, how about Germany getting bounced? That was cool.
Explain it to the illiterates in the work truck, if you would, if you're on the way to work with them. They're looking like, I don't get it. All right.
I don't get it, man.
Tim Rooper, I hope you have a great day.
Hey, y'all too.
Right. What if the guy's like, I get it, I'm just trying to trick you, big boy?
I bet he gets it.
We'll make my hand like a cup.
Turns Paige on more than a creepy, deep voice.
Especially if you put a little redneck on, like, hey, what are you doing, old bitch? That's so good.
You sound like Watson Neely from Budweiser.
Hey, baby. Hey, baby. You like my shorts, baby.
You have to turn off a Bill Burr every time it comes on, I bet. Down.
Hey, Tim, what fruit are swingers turning upside down now?
Kumquats.
Oh, yeah.
It's right
see,
there.
See, that's what I was doing all wrong with the pineapple.
I thought it was dragon fruit. Tim?
Yes.
I'll see you later.
Shut up now.
Happy 4th.
Domo arigato.
And don't forget, Tim, just as a little reminder, don't forget if you go to the bathroom to rewipe, okay? Yep. Don't forget, okay?
Nice.
Never. I got a bidet as well, so that makes
sense. Oh, probably nice. Bougie.
Bye, Tim.
Love right. Y'all. Sarang hail.
Hang up on three. 1, 2, 3.
I think he did.
Oh, is he gone? You still there? Oh, he's gone.
Timbo.
Okay, good.
Timbucha.
I hate when he calls. I feel like we're having to constantly... Wait a minute.
That's not nice.
He's still there?
He's still there. Timbo!
Tim. I hope you didn't hear that. Tim.
Timmy.
Tim.
Timster. The Timmeister. Tim.
We're going to do a wellness check, Tim.
Thank you. Feelings.
Tim Roper. Tim, you knew that I knew you were on hold. It feels weird calling him Tim.
Taking me home.
He's crying right now because he thinks that I think that I've hurt his feelings.
I think he's gone because he would have finished the song if he were still on.
The light's still on. Is there anyone home? Tim.
Timbo.
Are we going to disconnect?
Timbalina. Tim.
We have to keep this recorded for research.
Timbuktu.
All right, bye, Tim. Tim, text me. Let me know you're not mad at me.
Control.
All right, hang up. I'm tired of.
And we should have went to break 5 minutes ago.
You ever live life where you're like saying, I don't know if this person's mad? And he's like, well, let's just ask him.
Not really.
Okay. You're very inconsiderate.
Wow.
1-800-RevanRevan4-RORYAN3. Good morning, everybody.
The Ride Guys rule
every morning
with Batman.
If you don't smile right now,
Bat Boy,
point how big she is now.
And Paige.
On making yourself happy.
The Rise Guys!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. Happy, happy, happy joy Tuesday.
Thank you.
Yay.
It's hard to, it doesn't feel like a Tuesday. I don't know why.
What day do you want it to be?
What day do you want? I don't know.
Tuesday.
I want Friday, I reckon.
I thought you were about to sing the Ryan song, but you didn't. You pulled back on it.
The Ryan song.
Happy, happy birthday. We're really glad you came. Happy, happy birthday from the Ryan's gang.
Hey.
Did you work for Ryan's or you just went there?
No, he lied about his birthday.
I was there.
A lot.
Once a week for years. Happy, happy birthday from us to you.
Hey.
Happy, happy birthday from the Ryan's crew. Hey, chocolate cake.
It was
cake.
Crazy. Not for free.
Chocolate cake.
Free cake or anything, but to save money on buffets, I was 11 for 2 years in a row there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he can make people move with his hands.
I went to, not from Stranger Things, but because...
he was 11.
It was weird, the rules that were okay to break, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
He's 11. Wink, wink.
He might be 1,100 pounds.
I did that with Jared and my niece. Remember, you're under 18 and you're still a baby.
Yeah, but he's like, what, 6'3 at this point? When he, like, okay. He's
kids are taller now. Like, they took that drink milk stuff to heart. What I didn't cuss. Want to be taller? Drink of it. Like, they must be, like, up under cows, like, uttering it right to mouth. Really?
Uttering.
They're so tall now. All right, we're not going to talk. We're going to take some calls. Let's talk to Jason Slash. That's what it says.
Slash.
Jason Slash. Jason. I apologize for running off at the mouth there. How are you doing today?
It's all good. Really good. Good morning, guys. How you doing?
You know,
pretty good.
Fair to Midland. I'm excited about the big birthday. So what's going on with you? Well, no, I was talking about the nation.
250.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's to all of us, right? Happy birthday to all of us.
Not all of us. Look around the room, wherever you're sitting now, and judge them. So what's up? It says
look.
Slash.
You know, I know it's a birthday celebration, but I'm not trying to gross you out, Matt Man.
Uh-huh. Well, that's not, after this week, that's not a good way to start a sentence.
Especially on this show.
Right.
Look, I think I might have the grossest injury that's ever been talked about on this show.
No.
Oh,
I just went on full on Cressley, whatever his name was, the dad. No.
Make it work.
No. You got my attention, though. I will need to maybe refrain from listening.
All right. Well, look, I'm a carpenter. Been doing it almost 20 years.
Thanks.
All right. We're ripping a piece of oak through a table saw. All right. It kicked back. My right hand went with it. And I almost cut my right hand completely off.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
See, why did this?
That sounds painful.
Should have called in at the end of the show when I could puke and just go home.
Wait, are you talking about your whole hand?
Yeah. The surgeon called it a near complete hand amputation. Jeez. That's the science term for it. Blade went through my palm, out the back of my hand, missed taking it completely off by like millimeters.
Okay, this is not product placement, but golly! Holy moly!
That sounds
golly!
I looked down, I could see parts of my hand I'd never seen before. Like parts you're probably not supposed to see, you know what I mean? That's my thought. Yep.
If you start talking about bones and tendons, I'm going to like step outside and not to fight, but just to keep from throwing up.
No, don't worry. I'll keep PG. I know it's early.
It's a family show.
Man, this is going to be a stupid question, but I'm known for them. So, did it hurt immediately when it happened, or is it like
weirdly, not really. I mean, adrenaline. That was a crazy thing. I knew I'd hit the blade, so like I knew something was wrong, but everybody else around me, they were panicking way more than I was.
See, I believe that because my grandma's sister was chopping wood when she was a little girl, which is also odd, but they sent her out back with an axe to chop wood. Cuts off her pinky finger, goes in the house, blood's all over her little dress, and everybody's freaking out. She did not realize she'd cut her finger off.
She's probably in shock.
Oh, they thought something else happened. Like, oh, it's a little early for that.
Well, boy. I don't know how young she was, and that's weird. Rest in peace, Aunt Helen. She was not from Troy, oddly enough. So, how many people are around you? Like, what are they doing? Call 911, whatever, what are they doing?
Yeah. The foreman grabs a tourniquet, right? Another guy wraps my hand in a sweatshirt, and then another person finally got on the phone, called 911. I just kept saying, I'm okay, you know, it's just a flesh wound.
Yeah, but were you, like, you weren't really, right?
No, absolutely not. I mean, I think I was trying to convince myself more than anybody else, you know, I'm okay.
How did you not pass out? I would have.
You know, just it's crazy. I don't know. I remember almost everything, though. The riding in the ambulance, the EMT asking me all these questions, then I'm staring at the ceiling in the ER. You know, the pain, Jesus. If I remember correctly, the pain didn't really show up until I was, like, already in the ambulance. So a good little while passed before I felt any pain.
I'm proud of myself right now. I'm intrigued, in a sense, because I'm thinking, like, you've got all-time Spock going on. Like, that's kind of unbelievable.
All-time Spock.
Like, it's like you're always doing the Spock because the way it's... Can you hold on a second?
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
All right, hold on.
Watch that hand.
So is he talking about like if you did the Spock, it would go between that?
I'm thinking so. He said almost a whole hand amputation. Would that happen if you're going down the middle?
But
who holds wood like that?
I'm thinking he's putting it down and he's doing like the circular saw and it's going down right. Because you wouldn't hold it this way because that'd be cutting off at the wrist.
Goodness.
Dally bum.
Dude, I would be the biggest puss in the world.
Yeah. Oh, that title's been taken.
You would be?
Bonnie Blue, I believe, has that title.
I need some help waking up.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
That works.
The Rise Guys rule. Look at that girl with the Daisy Dukes on. I want you to. Everybody. I want you
We're all older than 40.
Oh, for sure.
Oh!
You know, now I'm realizing that, you know, when you're younger, you didn't realize that Tootsie Roll by 69 Boys was Tootsie Roll. And all this time, this song, everyone knows, is by Deuce.
Yeah.
Spelled like juice with a D, which is great. Daisy is D-A-Z-Z-E-Y.
Is it not Dweeche?
Is it Dweeche?
I can't wait till they pull your Google search history and see 69 Boys.
I know. And then Daisy Dukes. Yeah. It's like, that's probably some kind of scat video. Okay.
That's the whole site. It's Daisy and
it's Daisy. Oh, man.
She leaves her mark around town.
If you thought two girls with one cup was insane.
Oh, Lord.
When do you see Daisy Dukes again? This time at the Boar's Nest.
Just like Debbie Does Dallas. Daisy Dukes again. Wait till you see one woman 5-gallon bucket.
Ew. This time Boss Hogg steps in the stall beside her.
Ew.
Didn't sound like you said boss.
Balls Hogg.
Balls Hogg.
But enough about Steph Curry. Let's talk about...
Props to you, by the way, for not puking already. So
I give it to you. You know what I keep thinking about is the Walk Hard movie.
Oh, Dewey Cox.
Well, yeah, when he sliced his brother in half or whatever.
Dewey, I'm cutting half pretty bad.
I'm cutting half pretty bad, Dewey.
Wrong kid died. Remember the dad?
Yeah, and you remember who the dad was?
Oh, who's the actor?
Wasn't it Robert Patrick?
No, it wasn't.
Oh, all this time I thought it was Robert Patrick.
Wrong kid died.
That's a good song, man. We're reflecting on 90s summer hip hop today on the rejoins.
Now we're going to play some Shaq Diesel here shortly.
There's a Duke song. She just had a wreck.
That's what I want for my next birthday, by the way. I want to have Bill Brooks singing 90s hip hop.
Turn your turn signal to the left, to the left, then to the right, to the right, to the front. You can't turn the turn signal.
Teach me how to drug it. Right, he's not going to give us traffic reports anymore.
He's leaving.
I don't know. I don't know if I said his name on the radio earlier or not, but I mean, he's breaking his own HIPAA. He was saying off the air, was it 9 hours? Oh, bring it back on. It's fine. Jason, do you say it was 9 hours that the surgery took place?
Yeah. 9 hours of surgery later. Yeah. They had surgeons working on, I mean, you named it earlier. They had surgeons working on bones. They had tendons. They had nerves. They had muscles they had to reconstruct.
All right,
afterwards, one of them told me, they said, look, honestly, there was a point we were pretty sure we weren't going to be able to save your head.
Yeah. I think they were listening to 69 Boys when they operated on
you. Probably so. You never know when you're all knocked out, you know.
So you kept the hand. You still have it?
Yeah, thankfully.
Oh, I thought you meant like in a jar.
And what about nerve damage and everything like that? Can you use it?
I thought it was going to be like Chubbs.
Yeah, like...
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, I can... No, that's fine. I can still use it, thankfully. You know, it took a little bit of time to kind of get back to that. You know, like I'm originally a right-handed guy. Suddenly, I'm a left-handed guy.
Oh man! I bet you write like a third grader now. Because when I try to write, like literally, when I try to write with my left hand, or when I try to wipe, that's another question. It was difficult. Wipe? Were you know?
Easy for you to say.
Well, I mean, you don't want to wipe with the. Would you say it's mangled, like your hand? Like, could I look at it now and see, like, yeah, that thing used to be butterflied?
Well, while it was healing, he probably used
but
the other
I said,
one.
Well, let me ask him. Does it, like, have the big scar, like, going down the middle or to side or what?
Well, you know.
Like, when they took the bandages off, like, did you look right at it? I know, I said bandages.
That's the thing.
I like how you asked the question, didn't wait for the answer.
Yeah, they want a mirror, and they said, "Do you want a mirror?" I said, "Not today," because I was like, "I need to wait another day or two because I don't even know what I'm about to look down."
And nope, not today.
No.
I don't blame you a bit. Shirt. I don't blame you a bit.
Well, he asked like the Joker did in Batman. He goes, "Mirror,
I think that was the mirror. God,
I mean, I'm kind of grossed out, but not really. Like, this is awful.
It's the fact that you're just kind of laughing about it, and like, but that's probably because he's probably sued. Did you sue?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, you know, man, like, sue. Like, man, you get some money from. Did it happen at work? That kind of thing. Like, you could sue a.
Yeah. That's the thing. Everyone said sue, and I'm not suing. You know, it's not the company's fault. The way they had every safety feature on it, everything was up to the code,
guy.
And
he's not litigious.
Nobody was rushing me. No one told me to do anything unsafe. I mean, you know, I have to be honest. I just made one bad move. I made the mistake here.
Look at this son of a gun.
Jesus, man.
Yeah, I mean,
management loves you.
I know. Like that's nice to put that on your LinkedIn. Like, hey, I got my hand cut in half, and I didn't sue. So that's kind of refreshing to hear, Jason.
You're like a turnip that never bleeds dry.
Mm-hmm. They just fell off the truck.
Management loves turnips.
Yeah, they do.
Turnips full of blood.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, I want to say, you know, shout out my boss. Shout out my work site. Look, they shut the job down. They rode my wife to the hospital. They've checked on me constantly. They held my job open for me. I got workers' comp. You know, so they've been, so everyone thinks like lawsuit, but I've been taken care of, you know, like union strong, man. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. So
I wonder if you can get back to even seeing that piece of equipment when you go back.
I couldn't.
God.
Without having, man, like, you know.
Anxiety.
I don't know. It's going to be hard to like cut a turkey.
So
like,
I have handmade, you know, all over it.
What was, I cut a turkey earlier. It was my chair, though. Like, the recovery process. You bowled like, three strikes. What's that, I mean, the recovery process of that?
I mean, I couldn't shower, couldn't button or zip up my pants, couldn't tie my shoes, I couldn't cut my own food. I had to learn life, like, all over again.
Yeah. Wow. God. Wow. I'm sorry to hear that, man. I'm glad you're okay, though. You said your wife, like, is she, like, you know, she didn't say, man, I can't be with a guy with a mangled hand. You know, she stayed with you. That's a good woman right there. She helping you through all everything and all that?
Yeah, big time. I mean, she wanted to. You know, she really wanted to. And she's like,
wait a minute, past tense. What do you mean wanted to? What does that mean?
No. I'm saying she just couldn't do, like, the hand stuff. You know, like if I had to,
can she do the mouth stuff?
if I had to change the dressing, you know, like change it on the hand, she'd stand in the doorway and be like, "You're doing great, honey," while she was staring away at the ceiling. She couldn't look at my hand, man. It was
too horrifying.
I think it'd be hard to look at like that and the swelling.
Wow. Yeah. So what do you do? Like, do you get one of those, like, hand grippers, you know, the old school thing, like the...
Get a claw.
Yeah, like, what do they do for the process of learning to use your hand again?
It's funny. It's like little things, like picking up marbles, picking up pennies, like stretching rubber bands out.
Yeah. Oh,
you know, like little things that you don't, you know, you wouldn't think, I don't think twice about this, but for me, it's like the little kind of fine motor stuff I have to, like, remember, and my body has to kind of remember how to do again. And you talk about nerve damage, that's a big part of it.
Someone would have to run 5 miles. You have to, like, touch your thumbs to your fingertips, like, 1,000 times in a row or something.
that's touching every fingertip with my thumb, like, 10,000 times. Like, that's the number they've given me, 10,000. They want me to just do it over and over.
Yeah, because my mom had surgery on her hand one time. She had to wear one of those gloves that looked like she was going bowling.
She looked like Pete Weber.
Yeah, exactly.
Who do you think you are? I am.
Oh, we going to Globo, Mama?
Globo?
Yeah. You don't realize how big those little victories are, though, Jason. Congratulations. It's really awesome, too. You're not, like, suing the hell out of your company. I would have if I were you, but that's nice that you're not.
I hope you regain all function, you know.
Yeah.
I'm trying my best and getting there, like brushing my teeth, shaving. That's all kind of terrifying still a little bit sometimes.
Oh, just grow a beard.
Yeah. You know how I can tell you didn't make any of it up is like it was too detailed.
You thought this guy's just going to call in and just make up some, hey, dude, by the way, ha-ha, joke.
I did it first, like, I'm going to make you sick.
Here's a great question. Someone texted in, so is dude left-handed now? That is a great question.
Oh, yeah, like, exclusively.
Well, that's funny. Yeah, I basically had to become, you know, I'm ambidextrous now in a way because I learned how to do a lot of things with my left hand. But now that my other hand's getting back to full strength, I can kind of do things with both hands. But for a little while, I was left-handed.
Kind of like Phil Mickelson minus all the harassment allegations.
That's true.
Oh, right and left.
Oh, man. All right. Well, what a story. What a story.
I feel bad for
Don't rush going back to work, I guess. You know, just kind of take your time and freak your wife out a little. Here's a hand.
Yeah. Jason, they should have you, like, go speak to, like, people that are getting OSHA approved and stuff, you know?
Or people that have webbed hands or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Remember P1 the Claw?
Yes.
This guy was born with three fingers.
I think it was, yeah.
And it was like...
And they're all thumbs.
The ring, no, and it was the ring finger, the pinky finger, and the thumb. And he called himself the Claw because it looked like his hand was a claw.
Yeah, he embraced it. Like, maybe you give your hand a voice to kind of mess with your wife, like, here comes the hand.
I want to have you both come in and high-five each other. That'd be fun.
That'd be great.
Video it, do it in slow motion. It'd be great. All right, happy 4th, and thanks for listening to the show, sir.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me on, guys.
God bless you.
I'm glad you didn't throw up or pass out or anything.
Me too. People are surprised. Thanks, man.
The week is still young.
All right, gross. Jason.
Your country loves you. 250.
Amen.
Get the coin. Right.
Golly, boom. Yeah.
I mean, what a story.
Yeah, but The real story here, Paige, is I didn't vomit, and that's a personal victory.
Yeah, good for you.
God, look at that. I'm starting to think you're putting on now. You're faking the whole worst responder deal. It's not even real.
Why? So no one will call me?
Right.
Somebody's going to call with a, you know, well, maybe blood like that with the hands, not that won't get you.
Well.
What if, now, if somebody calls and says, I'm wearing the same socks for 4 days, you may be like Butch the other day.
That's the thing where if it's like family or like close friends, like I could look past it. Because then it's like, am I going to get sick and wuss out? It's like when you know, you hear those stories, those miraculous stories where like somehow a car falls on a child and the mom gets the strength, the superhuman.
What do they call that?
Superhuman strength.
Is that what they call it?
Challenge strength. They call it challenge strength.
I don't know if I know that one. It's got to be a term for it, right? I'm just not thinking of. Or what other car are they going for? Oh, traffic alert.
This is the thing where I can't say that. I've already used the woman as the analogy, so I can't say that.
A tractor trailer just fell on a little river. Please take
it. Right.
Oh, I wrote Menard string.
The Odyssey app makes your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
The Rise Guys.